So let's review. On Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, we learned the following Mishnah. Psilas ha-beged shekipla v'lo hiveva, a wick made from a folded garment that was not yet singed. And as Rashi adds, it is not merely folded, but twisted into a wick. It is susceptible to Tumah, and one may not use it to light the Shabbos candles. Kiva holds that it is not mekabel Tumah, and one is permitted to use it as a wick. The Gemara there offered one explanation, which was limited to a very specific case. The Gemara here offers another explanation as to why Rabbi Elazar disallows the use of such wicks, which applies to every kind of wick every Friday night. Amar Rava, lefi she'im adlikim b'tchila b'psilas she'in mechareches. One should not light Shabbos candles with an unsinged wick, because wicks that were not previously singed or charred do not burn well, and he might later adjust the lamp to improve the light. This is the source for our custom to burn the wicks of the candles before Shabbos. The Gemara then returns to the statement of Rabbi Yehuda from the previous daf. We may not use vessels that broke on Yom Tov as fuel for a fire on Yom Tov, because they are mukta due to nailed, something that was newly created or received a new status on Yom Tov. The Gemara cites another two cases where Rabbi Yehuda states a similar ruling. We may not use pits of dates that were eaten on Yom Tov to fuel a fire on Yom Tov. And we may not use shells of nuts that were eaten on Yom Tov as fuel for a fire in Yom Tov, because they are mukta due to nailed. Taisa explained that before the dates or nuts were eaten, the pits and shells were part of the fruit and had the status of the fruit, that of food. After the fruits have been eaten, the pits and shells have a new status, that of a non-food. This makes them mukta because of nailed. In all three cases, Reb Shimon Mata, Reb Shimon permits nailed. The Gemara next poses the following problem. Yehuda says, Masikin Bekelim. One may use whole utensils as fuel for a fire, since they're not mukta. However, once they begin to burn, they become shivri kelim, broken vessels, rendering them mukta, which forbids him from later stoking the fire. The solution is mar ba'etz mukhan. He adds prepared wood that's not mukta, thereby nullifying the mukta wood through bitl b'roiv, nullification by the majority, and then he could stoke the flames. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah on the previous daf, where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva disagree as to whether psilas habeget shekipla v'lo hiveva, a wick made from a folded garment that was not singed, if it's susceptible to Tumah. The Gemara in the previous daf offered one explanation, that the argument is based on whether kipl mayel, folding a cloth the size of 3x3 etzbayis into a wick, nullifies its status as a beged. The Gemara now offers another explanation of why it may or may not be mekabel Tumah. Rav Nuna says, the Mishnah is referring to a wick made from a piece of material that is less than 3x3 tefachim, which the owner had removed from its status of a beged by designating it as a rag, which is an insignificant use, and therefore it's no longer mekabel Tumah. At this point, hinicha b'kufsa. If he stored it in a closet, all agree that his action indicates that he now considers it significant and will again be mekabel Tumah. Zarka b'ashpa, if he threw it in the garbage, of course it's not mekabel Tumah. Toli b'magoid oy hinicha chare adelis, if he hung it on a peg or put it behind the door, Rabbi Elazar holds that this too is an indicator of significance, and the cloth is once again classified as a beged and is mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Kiva hold that this does not indicate significance, and therefore it retains its status as a rag and is not mekabel Tumah. We continue with the next Mishnah. Lo yikiv adam shvayferes shal beya v'malena shemen v'yitnena al pi haner b'shvil shatayim natefes. One may not make a hole in an eggshell, fill it with oil, and place it over a lamp for it to drip into the lamp. For we're concerned that he might remove some oil from the eggshell for other use, and reducing the supply of oil will either diminish the flame or cause the fire to go out earlier, which is considered mechaba, extinguishing. One may not make such a contraption from cheres, earthenware, either, despite the fact that there is less of a concern that one will use oil from an earthenware vessel, which makes the oil moist, repulsive. Likewise, one may not fill a plate with oil, put it next to a lamp, and put one end of the wick into the plate so that it will draw oil from the plate to the lamp, because here too the same concern applies. Yehuda permits all three cases, for he is not concerned that one will remove oil and Shabbos from the lamp extension. The Mishnah continues. Aval im chibra hayoitzer mitzchila muter mimneshu kliyachem. If it is well attached to the lamp, the Tanakhama agrees that we need not be concerned that one will remove oil and Shabbos from the lamp extension, just as one knows not to take oil from the lamp itself. Yehuda holds that even if it is not attached, it is permitted. Since it is near the lamp, that will remind him not to remove any oil. Toward the end of Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the well-known halacha of Dabe Shein Meskaven. Reb Shimon Leim Megayr Adam Mita Kisei Besavsel Umavachli Iskaven Lasses Chartz. One may drag furniture on Shabbos, even though it's possible that by doing so, one he might make a furrow in the ground, as long as it was not his intention to make a furrow. For Reb Shimon holds that Dabe Shein Meskaven is mutter, an unintentional act is permitted. Therefore, even if he did make a furrow in the ground, he is not liable. Reb Yehuda holds Dabe Shein Meskaven is aser. Since he knows that it is possible that he might make a furrow in the ground, it is forbidden. Although the Gemara does not mention it here, we must point out that in the case of psik reisha, where it is inevitable that he will make a furrow, for instance, if the object is extremely heavy, it is forbidden even according to Reb Shimon. Reb Yemir Rabba suggested that Reb Shimon permits this only in the case of large objects, since one cannot transport them in any other way, for they cannot be lifted. But in the case of small objects which can be lifted, Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Yehuda that it is forbidden. Ula disagrees and says, on the contrary, Reb Yehuda only forbids small objects because they can be lifted and carried, but in the case of large objects that cannot be lifted, Reb Yehuda agrees with Reb Shimon that it is permitted to drag them as long as it is not his intention to make it far. In conclusion, the Gemara refutes Reb Yirmiyahu Rabbah's opinion from the following Mishnah. Meichrei Ksuas Meichrin Kedarkin. Merchants who sell garments of shatnas may model them for their customers. So long as he has no intention to protect himself from the sun or rain, or enjoy any other benefit from the garment. Now, there is another option. It says, the pious ones would hang the garment on a stick behind them to avoid even a possible issue. We see from this Mishnah that Reb Shimon permits Dabe Shein Meskaven even where it can be avoided altogether. So too, Reb Shimon permits dragging a small object as well as large objects under the principle of Dabe Shein Meskaven. We continue with the Mishnah on the very bottom of the Chof Tesmet base. Hamechabe Esaner, one who extinguishes a light on Shabbos for one of the following reasons. M'neishu misyar m'nei nachrim u'mnei listim. As Rashi explains, because he's afraid of Persian idolaters who had a law that on their holidays lights may be lit in their houses of worship only. Or he's afraid of bandits and wants not to be seen. M'nei rachra, he finds the darkness to be soothing. M'nei hachayla sheyashin, so that a sick person may sleep. Pater. In all of the above cases, he's exempt. However, kechas al aner, kechas al hashemen, kechas al psilachayev. If he extinguishes the light to spear the lamp, the oil, or the wick, he is obligated to bring a karmachatis, an offering of atonement. Reb Yosi poit bekulin. Reb Yosi exempts him in all of the above cases. Chutz min hapsila mimnei shu oisapecha. Except in the case of the wick, because he's making charcoal. The entire Mishnah will be explained at length in the coming dafim.